Hey everybody, welcome to Come Follow Me Daily Dose. I'm Lindsay Hansen and today is May 18th. Today we are going to continue in Deuteronomy and kind of the same vein, the same kind of theme that we've been seeing in Deuteronomy 7 is going to carry over into Deuteronomy 8. In Deuteronomy 7, it talks about how the Lord will always remember his people. He will always remember the covenants that he makes with them. And then in chapter 8, Moses is going to teach us how we now have to always remember the Lord and how remembering the Lord will give us strength to continue. Starting in verse 2 of chapter 8, it says, "And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldest keep his commandments or no. And he humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he may make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but from every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." So here Moses teaches the children of Israel that it is essential for them to remember everything that God had done for them, everything that they experienced, and not just all the hard things about what they went through in the 40 years, but the blessings of the 40 years. I love this. It reminds me of Nephi talking about all the blessings that they had experienced in the wilderness and eating raw meat and it was made sweet and their wives being able to bear children. And it sounds like a lot of hardship and a lot of difficulty, but Nephi was able to look at that and see the blessings in it. And here Moses is asking his people to do the same. He's asking them to remember not just all the hard things that they've gone through, the difficulty of the wilderness, but he's asking them to remember God's hand in all of it, to remember how he blessed them with manna, to remember how he led them out of captivity, to remember the good things that the Lord had done. I absolutely love that because it is in remembering the things that the Lord has done for us that we receive strength to continue, that we receive strength to trust the Lord will continue to bless us. We talked about a very similar thing at the very beginning of the year with Abraham. Remember, Abraham was being sacrificed by his father to false gods, and God intervened and an angel came and he was blessed and he was spared. And then later, when Abraham is in the wilderness and he's being commanded to go into a land where they worshiped false gods, he was understandably nervous about it. His last experience with people who worshiped false gods, he ended up on the altar, about to be killed and sacrificed. And so he was a little bit hesitant. But listen to what he says. In Abraham chapter 2, verse 13, Abraham says, "Thou didst send thine angel to deliver me from the gods of Elkanah, and I will do well to hearken to thy voice. Therefore, let thy servant rise up and depart in peace." When Abraham was able to remember that God had previously blessed him, previously spared him, previously delivered him, it gave him faith and hope and trust that God would continue to bless and protect him. My friends, in our lives, it is essential that we are recognizing the blessings of the Lord and that we are remembering those blessings. Oftentimes for me, I have to write those blessings down, otherwise I'm going to forget. So in our lives, we need to recognize them and recognize them in a way that we can call upon those memories later to remember when God has blessed us and strengthened us and protected us to give us courage to move forward, knowing that he will do the same thing for us again. President Eyring once taught that remembering may be one of the most precious gifts that the Spirit can give you. He then went on to say, "My point is to urge you to find ways to recognize and remember God's kindness. It will build our testimonies. You may not share whatever record you keep with those you love and serve, but you and they will be blessed as you remember what the Lord has done." Now, what's fascinating to me about this story and the scriptures in particular, especially the Book of Mormon, is that we see that the prophets of the Book of Mormon gained strength by remembering, but oftentimes it was by remembering other people's deliverance. We see that with Nephi teaching to his brothers. We see it with Alma. In order to give their people strength to continue or courage to continue, they ask them to reflect on Moses' experience being delivered and crossing the Red Sea. Sometimes it is hard for us to conjure our own memories. Sometimes when we are in the thick of really hard things, it can be hard for us to remember the blessings that we've experienced or the miracles that we've seen. And so we can learn from the prophets of the Book of Mormon. And in those moments, we can reflect on the experiences of other people as well. Remembering, whether it's our own experiences or whether it's the experiences of loved ones or experiences in the scriptures, but remembering who the Lord is, remembering that He is a God of deliverance, can give us strength when things get really difficult. Later on in this chapter, Moses continues to re-emphasize the value of remembering. Verse 11, he says, "Beware that thou forgettest not the Lord thy God." And then again in verse 18, when he says, "But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is He that giveth thee power to get wealth." My friends, in those moments when things are difficult, remember. Remember how you've been blessed before. Remember how others have been blessed before. In moments when you may be struggling with faith or with questions, remember. Remember the times when you've received answers. Remember the times when your testimony was strong. Remember the things that strengthened it in the first place. Remember the reasons why you believe. Remembering is such a powerful tool, which is why so often in the scriptures, we are given counsel over and over again to remember the Lord, to remember what He's done, to cast our minds upon times when we could feel and know. It is essential in our lives that we remember. One quick other principle before we finish up today is at the very end of verse 3, I love this scripture. He says, talks about the manna and the reason for the manna. And then he says, "That He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord." Now, the reason why I love this scripture is that this is the scripture that the Savior uses when He is up against temptation. Remember, the adversary comes after His fast, and he tempts Him to turn things into bread so that He can eat. And Christ quotes this scripture to the adversary. Now, the reason why I love it, it's a great scripture. It's got some great things in it, but that's not why I love it. The reason why I love it is because it shows us a pattern. The Savior knew the scriptures. He didn't just randomly call on a scripture in order to help him in that moment or in order to give him strength in that moment. He had a lifetime of loving the scriptures and of studying the scriptures. And because of that lifetime, because of that preparation, because of him writing the scriptures on the fleshy tablets of his heart, he was able to use those scriptures in difficult times. And I love the example that it sets for us. My friends, when things are hard, we can rely on the scriptures. But truth be told, the scriptures that we never read, the scriptures that we never study, will never help us. In those moments, we can pull upon the truths that we have already studied, the truths that we already have read, the truths that we have already written in our hearts, just like the Savior did. We live in a world today where the written word of prophets from hundreds and thousands of years ago are written off as if they can't help us, as if there's no power in them. But my friends, I testify that the scriptures were given to us and saved for us, so that through them we could find answers to prayers, so that through them we could commune with God, so that through them in our hardest times we can receive the answers that we need and the strength that we need just in the moment that we need it. Thank you so much for listening today. If you're enjoying this podcast, make sure to follow us on social media, subscribe, like, comment, or share. This has been Come Follow Me, Daily Dose, and I'm Lindsay Hansen.